It's good to stop and think about the goodness you did over the past weekend. This is something the Buddha would encourage all the time, that when you've done something meritorious, stop and appreciate the fact that you've done something really good. That increases the happiness. This is called taking delight. Ultimately, we want to reach nirvana where you don't have to delight anything anymore. In other words, you don't have to advertise it to yourself. But in the meantime, it's good to strengthen your determination to keep on doing good. Reflect on the good that you've done, and then dedicate it to others. We had people from many nationalities coming together to work together in a peaceful way. It depended on the help and the helping hands of a lot of people for the event to have succeeded. The kind of cooperation is rare in the world. There are a lot of people cooperating and doing evil in the world. It's good to have some examples of people cooperating and doing good. And so you have a sense of refreshment that they did something good. Use that to encourage yourself to do further good. Sometimes we've been exposed to what they're called dana talks, where at the end of a meditation session they remind you that the teacher needs money. That's not the way the Buddha acted. They say that dana is a 2,500-year-old tradition, but dana talks are only about, what, 25, 35, 45 years. Prior to that, the Buddha was very careful. When he talked about generosity, he was talking about after people had given something, not hoping that they would give more, but to help them rejoice in the goodness they had already done. So it would be a source of refreshment for them, because that kind of refreshment then can lead to observing the precepts, developing meditation, as you gain a sense of confidence in your own goodness. So reflect on the good you've done. This is not one of those traditions that makes you feel embarrassed to think about the goodness you've done. It was your choice to do the good, and you carried it through. That's something worthy of praise, something worthy of rejoicing inside yourself if nobody else rejoices. But then offer it to others as well. And if they rejoice, that becomes their merit. It's this kind of activity that keeps goodness alive and strong in the world.